Chapter 12. Who Goes There? It's a well-known fact that visitors approaching royalty are often confronted with "State your business" or "Who goes there?" The royal guard, whose name was Smacker, merely said, "What do you want?" The fairies immediately recognized the noise as a demand for a description of the purpose of their visit. Scarlet cleared her throat. "I'd like to present the Prince and Princess of Danani. Prince Kyle and Princess Emily have travelled far to visit with the royal household." Smacker was not a complete idiot and knew when to bow when in the presence of royalty. He did so on this occasion, much to the relief of Emily, who was quite sure that the guard would recognise them as frauds. "Would you introduce us, please?" said Scarlet, in a manner that made Smacker feel he was being ordered about.
"Certainly, ma'am," replied Smacker.
Smacker ushered the guests to follow him as he hauled his massive bulk inside. It grew darker as they made their way down the passageway, and the only sounds that could be heard were the thud of Smacker's feet on the ground and his wheezing. Kyle thought Smacker, while terrifying to look at, would make a terrible guard. He was too unfit. Smacker entered a large chamber and announced the arrival of the group.
"Your Highnesses, may I present the Prince and Princess of Danani?"
The group followed Smacker into the chamber, and the four girls curtsied as Kyle bowed. The king was a grand old-looking fairy with a white beard and white wings. He was rather chubby around the middle, and Emily doubted that the king could fly. The queen was younger than the king, and she looked stunning in her gold-tipped gown.
"You have arrived just in time to join us at our feast. Come, come sit beside me."
The king beckoned the group to join him near the top of a very large table. Emily sat to his right, while Kyle was shown to a seat to the left of the queen. Before them, they saw food that would feed many hundreds of people, and Emily doubted that they would be able to eat it all, even though there were many courtiers already seated. Everyone waited until the king lifted his goblet and began to drink. This was the signal that the feast could begin. Emily and Kyle watched in horror as those seated at the table began a frenzy of grabbing food and pouring drinks. Emily didn't dare say what she was thinking. "I thought I was rude, eating my tea in my lap in front of the television, but this is much worse." "So, my young man, what brings you to the royal court?" asked the queen. Kyle stopped eating and wiped his face of any food-related remnants, which was quite unusual for Kyle, as he normally left food stuck to his cheek for him to find hours later and enjoy. He cleared his throat. "I'm a close friend of Scarlet," he said, pointing to where Scarlet sat. "I'm concerned for her well-being, though. This arranged marriage with Jack Frost is likely to be a disaster, and I thought it best to seek an audience with you in order to request that you reconsider your position."
"I see," said the Queen. "Would you like to marry Scarlet yourself?"
"Certainly not. Marriage is for girls," said Kyle, rather too quickly. I mean, no. I'm merely her friend, and I want to see her happy."
"Very well. But once the King has made up his mind, he rarely changes it."
Meanwhile, the King was being entertained by Emily, who was recounting their journey so far.
"You have endured many hardships, my friends," said the king. But do tell me more.
"We came across a clearing where humans had assembled to make the most fantastic noise I've ever heard," said Emily. "You should really listen to the geckos if you get a chance."
"The geckos? Interesting, interesting," said the king,
who had no idea who or what the geckos were. After the feast, the king and queen retired to a different chamber, which was laid out with large, comfortable-looking sofas. Kyle and Emily followed, bringing with them the three fairy sisters. Servants brought them drinks and attended to their needs, and Emily couldn't help wish that she really was a princess. She really could get used to this lifestyle.
So, my wife tells me that you want me to reconsider the marriage of Scarlet to Jack Frost. Is that correct?
Asked the king, to nobody in particular.
Yes, sir,
said Emily. It really wouldn't be fair on either of them to be forced to spend time together. They hate each other.
I'm sure they could grow to tolerate each other over time, and I have already made my mind up. However, I am not an unreasonable man. It is said that upon the mountain of forests there lies a dragon, that fire-breathing dragon. Its duty is to protect a set of crystal wings. These wings belong to the fairies, but they were stolen from us many years ago. I should like to have them back. If you can retrieve them and return them to the fairies, then I shall grant you your wish to marry whomever you please.
The king pointed to a large empty glass cabinet where the wings were once on display as he described the quest. Kyle scratched his head, thinking about the fire-breathing dragon. He had conquered flying fish and spiders' webs so far, but a fire-breathing dragon sounded rather more dangerous. Emily was also concerned.
"We'll do it," said Scarlet. "Come on, let's go. We've no time to waste."
The king laughed.
"That's the spirit,"